Learning to breathe correctly is probably the easiest and most effective method of learning how to relax. Although breathing is automatic, as people get older, they sometimes develop the habit of taking short, shallow breaths. This often results from increased muscle tension in times of stress. This type of breathing delivers less oxygen to your body and can cause your chest and shoulder muscles to work even harder. However, you can train yourself to breathe in a way that helps you relax. A different way of breathing is called diaphragmatic breathing, which requires you to use the muscles in your diaphragm and abdomen. The diaphragm is a dome-shaped muscle located right under your rib cage, between your chest cavity and stomach cavity. During correct diaphragmatic breathing, the diaphragm is tightened and pulls the lower part of your lungs down so that more air can be inhaled. As you inhale, the abdomen swells, causing your stomach to be pushed out a little. The rib cage also expands, and at the end of the inhalation, the upper chest expands. If you ever watch a baby or a small child sleep, you will notice that it is their belly, not their chest, that rises and falls as they breathe. Now we're going to practice diaphragmatic breathing. First, you'll need to find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. You may need to silence your phone and ask others not to disturb you during this time. Loosen any tight clothes or change into something more comfortable. Good. Now I'd like you to sit with your feet flat on the floor and your hands in your lap or on the arms of the chair. And just find the most comfortable position for you to sit in. You can feel free to adjust yourself throughout the exercise to increase your comfort level. And these adjustments don't have to interfere with your breathing or relaxation. Now, place one hand on your abdomen and the other hand on your chest. Take a normal breath in and notice which hand moves the most. Most people find that the hand on their chest moves more, which indicates that the person is breathing in a shallow manner. Now, try to take a breath from your abdomen. You may feel as though you are pushing your stomach out. That is the way it should feel. Good. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose, feeling the hand on your stomach rise as you inhale. And then breathe out from your mouth, noticing the hand on your stomach fall as you exhale. And continue to breathe like this for a few moments. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. That's right. Noticing the hand on your stomach rise and fall with each breath. You may also notice that the hand on your chest moves as well. If so, that's okay. Just continue to focus on breathing with your abdomen, taking full, deep, satisfying breaths. Noticing an increased feeling of relaxation and calm spreading over your body as you continue to breathe. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Noticing an increased feeling of relaxation and calm. If at any time you start to feel lightheaded, don't be alarmed. This often happens as people shift their breathing from shallow to deep. If you do feel lightheaded, just go back to your regular breathing until the symptoms go away. Most people find that these symptoms disappear as they continue to practice and their body adjusts to diaphragmatic breathing. Now take a few more slow, deep breaths. And when you are ready to end this exercise, just allow your eyes to open and give yourself a moment to adjust to your surroundings. Good. If you find yourself having trouble with the exercise, keep practicing. People tend to find that it gets easier with practice. You may also want to try sitting in a reclined position or lying down on your back when you practice diaphragmatic breathing. Just make sure that such a position is safe and comfortable for you to be in for several minutes at a time. We will end this practice session now, but I want to emphasize that, as with any new skill, it is important that you practice this breathing exercise on a regular basis. Your therapist will discuss with you how often you should practice.